sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. I am leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team and broker of Movers Real Estate Company. Today, it's kind of your day. If you have a question for me, some of you sent emails. If you want to be on my little email help list, just let me know. I'll tell you what the topic is coming up that week, and you ask a question that you want answered on the air. It's just that easy. I've got about a dozen folks on that list, and it's a small list because I don't really have time for 200 dozen questions, but I've got somebody that is no longer going to have a computer and is opting out, so I've got a spot available if you guys want to be one of the ones that asked me a question and I answered on the air. So the topic today is, what is it actually like to be a real estate professional? Now, I've got something to offer you, and this is a little abnormal. I have purchased a table for the Fall Bazaar luncheon at Quail Creek Country Club. If you call me with a question, I'd like you to be my guest at that luncheon. One of the most fun times ever. It happens at 11:30, about mid-October. I'll look up that date and give it to you. But I just want to invite you to do that. Of course, my good folks at Casa Perico Mexican Grill have given me enough certificates to give you something. If you want to call here, 840-1000. This is the day, if you're a realtor out there and you want to add to the conversation, I want you to do that. I have a lot of realtor friends, as you can imagine. If you were in a business of, say, taking care of insurance claims, you would have a lot of friends in that business that you work with. So I invite you guys to call 840-1000. It's 405-840-1000. So what's it like to be a realtor? Well, first of all, what's it take to be a realtor? Back when I got my license, didn't take as much as it does now. I think we covered as much stuff. It's just that they do it in more time at this point. There are 90 classroom hours required, and you have to pass the test that the school gives, whichever school you enroll in. I love Francis Tuttle Votech, and I think they're called something else now, maybe Francis Tuttle Technology Center or something. And that's right around the corner from my office, the Rockwell campus is. And that's where I like to send folks. They have an online school and they have a in-classroom school. My friend Brian Perryman teaches there, does a good job. Folks pass his test, which is good. Then you have to have a background check. That can take anywhere from about a week to about, we have had it take as long as 12 weeks before to get a background check. So what we always advise is go apply for your background check enroll in real estate school and the next day go start your background check. You don't have to wait for real estate school. That costs just a little bit of money. I think it's $14 or something. They fingerprint you. And they want to make sure that you're not a scam artist, that you're just wanting your way into people's homes to take advantage of folks. That's my theory. I'm sure the folks at OSBI probably have a more sophisticated version of that. But they want to weed out the bad guys and keep the good guys. And then you have to pass the real estate test that the state of Oklahoma gives. Real estate licenses are issued by the state of Oklahoma. It is called the Oklahoma Real Estate Commission. So that's kind of a start on how you get your license. You don't automatically start with an actual license. You start with what's called a provisional license. During your first year as a provisional licensee, you have to take 45 more hours of education. There's no other test to pass. You just have to have 45 more hours of education. And that part of your education actually goes into more of the practice of real estate. To pass the test, your first 90 hours pretty much covers the law, terminology that you need in order to practice real estate. But the second portion, the 45 hours, is more of the practical knowledge. So that's the educational background. After that, every 3 years, there are more classes to take. I'm an education hound. I'll take education way too much, actually. A couple years ago, I had Shelley in my office check, and I said, Shelley, check and see when my license renews and if I have all my courses I need. And she checked and she said, Becky, you have 79 hours of CEs. I said, well, this license period. She said, yes, this license period. And your license doesn't renew for more than 2 years. I said, oh, wow, I need to quit taking CEs and go sell some real estate. So you can take more CEs. Now, what about the designations behind your name? Sometimes I get some snide remarks from other realtors, frankly, that say, well, I may not have the alphabet behind my name, but I know what I'm doing. Well, I don't question that you know what you're doing to my fellow realtors, because you're licensed. You've gone through the same educational requirements that the rest of us have. I assume you know what you're doing. But also what I know is that every time I've earned a designation, I have learned quite a lot. Some designations are pretty easy to earn. It takes 2 days in class. Others might take 2 weeks to earn a designation. So, designations, look behind the name. I don't put all my designations behind my name anymore. I just put, you know, 5 or 6 of the more important ones. So that is sort of how it is to get a real estate license. Practical application. We're going to see you guys on the other side of the break right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I am looking for a realtor friend. If you are a realtor friend of mine, I want you to call me and add to our conversation. We're wanting to share with everybody today, what is it really like to become a real estate professional? Did you ever wonder that, Mike Gannon?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I had a question, follow-up.
Okay.
You said the 90 hours.
Right.
That's roughly how long in real time? 3 months, 6 months, a year? How long?
Do you know, most people do take about 3 months to do it.
All right.
You can do it in 2 weeks if you're doing nothing else and all you've got to do is be online and study. It's hard to absorb in that amount of time.
Yeah.
Lots of terminology.
Yes.
Lots of fair housing laws, American with Disability Act, Housing for Older Persons Act. There's lots of government things and terminology that is different.
Yes.
I think every profession is like that.
Yeah, it is. You should see some of the stuff we have to do.
Yeah. I mean, and the military is famous for their acronyms.
Yes.
You can barely. My oldest son had an exercise recently in the Middle East that was where they were training another country to set up kind of a headquarters base. Okay. But they didn't speak the same language, especially acronyms. And so when they were training this other country's military, when they start saying, oh, you can get that at AFES, well, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the store where you buy uniforms and such.
Yes.
You know, but just all the acronyms that they have was very difficult. Of course, they had a linguist right there with them.
But even then, you're talking in slang.
Yes, you are. Yeah. That's like when you, the example he gave me is, well, that really put you in a pickle.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, exactly. You know, the cultural differences and the slang. And even our country is so large that different parts of the country have, of course, different sayings. So real estate's kind of like that. Most of our everyday practice is pretty easy to understand. But when you get right down to it and like loan qualification stuff, makes it a little bit more difficult. So, yeah, it's the language. But that 90 hours is not very much education. For anyone who loves education like I do, you can get through that pretty easily. If you're not a very good student, you're going to need to take some time and study and memorize, because it's memorization, some of it. So, but once you get your license, then what do you do? And that is kind of, you know, one of the questions that someone asks is, what's the difference in a real estate agent and a real estate team? And there's a big difference there. Now, I worked as a independent real estate agent for only slightly more than a year, worked under some, a different brokerage. Like, you have to work under someone's broker license. Okay. So what I did was pretty immediately got a broker's license. And my stories behind that are too many, but my first broker lost his license because he commingled funds. And when someone...
you can't do that.
When you give your earnest money to a real estate broker to put in escrow, that money is supposed to go into an escrow account and be held earmarked with your name on it until closing. It does get cashed. Some folks don't think the earnest money gets cashed. It gets cashed. Has to be cashed. It's called consideration in a real estate contract. My next broker actually was up on federal charges for defrauding the VA for a VA kickback. So after that, I decided getting my real estate license. This was all within about a year and 3 months.
This is back in the late 70s, early 80s?
It was late 70s. Uh-huh.
I remember as a little kid hearing about the VA scandal with the funding. So you're...
Well, it was called double contracting.
Yep.
You'd write one contract. Well, hopefully none of you listening out there would have done that. But you write one contract for one price, one for another price. And that way the VA believes that you're buying the property for the higher price, then at closing, the seller gives you the difference of those two contracts back in cash. And then if you default, the VA is underwater. And this broker that I was under was did this with three different men. So she got a total of $30,000 back, if I remember that right. And I'm pretty sure that's the way it went down. So anyway, I decided that, first of all, I'm not going to steal any money from anybody or use somebody else's money. I will put the money in an escrow account. My last three commission checks bounced, and I never got paid for those. And so I knew I would pay myself. And I knew I'm a rule follower. I will follow the rules. And I love to learn, so I will know what's going on. So that's what sort of how that went down. So I got my real estate brokerage license and then just worked myself by myself. And this was before computers were carrying around the big book with black and white picture on it. And the book came out every 2 weeks. It was hard to know what's new. And so... that was what it was like back then, and we're going to cover what it's like now and what's the difference between an independent agent and a real estate team right after this break. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Well, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. I am the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. You can contact me for real estate assistance, real estate advice, to just help answer your questions anytime at 722-3232. That's 722-3232. Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you replace your entire roof, do your commercial business. They do metal roofs, they do slate roofs, they do every kind of roof, they do the torch down roof, every kind of roof you can imagine. I had them look up a property address for me yesterday, and it was so funny. Jennifer said, well, Becky, I'm having trouble finding that because when I pull up your name, I get like 900 properties that you've asked us to do roofs on. And that's probably not an exaggeration. I trust Robbins Roofing. You can too. 728-3700. Call them. We're going to have rains today and you're going to get some leaks coming in. They will come and check out your roof personally and give you advice on whether or not you need to do anything to it. 728-3700. Our word today is bizarre versus bizarre. Okay, so bizarre, B-A-Z-A-A-R. A bazaar is like a market of little things, miscellaneous goods, a place to sell goods. We have a lot of, like a fair has, is sort of like a bazaar sale sometimes. The Middle East and Asia has little bazaar markets. We have fall bazaars here in central Oklahoma, and I want to tell you about a special one to me. This is the Christian Women's Fall Bazaar. It's at Quail Creek Country Club on, Miss Robin Gunn just sent me this information to be sure that I get it correct. It's on the third Wednesday of each month. We have a luncheon. You don't have to join, by the way. Just let them know the week before you're coming. Always an inspirational speaker, and then a real practical speaker as well. And it's this year. It is on October 16th at 11 o'clock. It's a little bit of a fundraiser. And so the ones that go quite a lot donate new items to be for a silent auction. So fun, because you can get a lot of things for not a whole lot of money at this bazaar. It's a fun time, inspirational speaker. I think it's $22, maybe $20. It's probably $22, usually is, to attend. I have a table purchased. If you want to call in and ask a question or make a comment, I want to invite you to join me at my table. So our number here is 840-1000. If you want to go to this event, just call my office, 722-3232, and we'll tell you how to purchase a ticket. So that's our fall bazaar. Now, how about bizarre, as in...
That's B-I-Z.
B-I-Z-A-R-R-E. Yeah. It is very strange or unusual, especially as to cause interest or amusement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bizarre. Well, in real estate, we do run across a lot of bizarre things. We'll cover a little bit of that. So that's our word of the day. Bizarre and bizarre, if we can, and I say those about the same, right? That oaky twang accent. So what does it take to become a good real estate agent? Certain personality types really lend themselves more than other types. It really helps if you are an interactive person. If you have a high energy level, you enthusiasm. You need action, enthusiasm, and your collaboration in order to become a good real estate agent. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. When is that bazaar?
It is on the 16th of October. It's a very nice luncheon, and it's a bazaar. Would you like to go with me?
I would. What day of the week is that?
It's a Wednesday. It's always the third Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Okay. Well, you give Mr. Gannon your information, and I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever kind of wondered what it's like to be a realtor full-time?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have you associated with any realtor? Have you sold houses
yeah.
for a realtor?
Yeah.
Okay. What was surprised you the most or didn't surprise you the most about what your realtor did or the communication, stuff like that?
Oh, I think how they handled the inspections was bizarre.
There you
asking
go.
Me to fix all that stuff.
The inspection process is interesting, isn't it? Were you on the buying side or the selling side?
Selling.
So you were selling. So if it was not very long ago, what happens is the buyer has an inspection period. And the inspection period lasts usually about 2 weeks, give or take a few days each. There's a fill-in-the-blank part of the contract that defines the timelines. Let's just assume that this contract is 2 weeks. So the buyer has 2 weeks, not just for inspections, but investigations, inspections, and reviews. A lot of people forget those other two words in there, and that's a mistake because inspections are a physical inspection of your property, the components, the structure, the appliances, the mechanisms, the different systems of your home. And there's usually a whole house inspector. Then there's also usually a pest inspection looking for wood destroying insects. Okay. But there's also investigations. Like the investigations can be, is it in a floodplain? Can I get insurance on it? Is there a sex offender nearby? There are 14 items on our standard contract that can be investigated. And then reviews, like, okay, you're going to review the lead-based paint report that the seller had done when they purchased. You're going to review the plat. You're going to review the HOA bylaws, the restrictive covenants of the neighborhood that were filed with the plat. There, you can review a lot of things. So did you have someone go over all of that with you, or did you just take care of, did they cover mostly just inspections?
Really just inspections.
Yeah. Well, that's the shortcoming of a very good realtor is going to go over all of that stuff with you because there are reasons why you may want to buy a property and maybe don't want to buy a property. But the inspections themselves, the buyer has an inspection, and there are, I mean, some of these inspections reports, I've had them as many as 70-some pages long. Most of them are about 20 to 30 pages and include pictures. Did yours include pictures?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that helps, doesn't it? Because at least you know what the inspector's talking about. Because they'll say, well, the...
It was a little nitpicky.
Yes. And do you know when that started? When inspectors got licensed, they kind of needed to get nitpicky because they're licensed and they have to disclose and actually give you a visual inspection of the components of the house. Well, a talented realtor is going to work with a buyer and say, this list is extraordinarily long and majors on some real small issues. Let's look at the main systems of the house and let's address those.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to know that the weather stripping needs to be replaced on the bottom of the garage
exactly.
door. It's okay to exactly. know that a bird's pecked a hole in a screen. It's okay to know.
But it functions. It functions.
Yeah, right. Functions as intended. The other thing is if your chimney cap is cracked, you'll want to know that. It could be a leak problem. And you might want to take action on those kind of things. So a talented realtor that's well-educated is going to be able to go through that list, know what it says to begin with. I read probably 200 inspection reports a year, every word of the reports. And you get to where you learn a lot about houses and what some things are not so important. And sometimes things are real important. I've found that electricity is real important to most folks because they're afraid of electricity. So they want all those electrical things fixed. And I am so glad that my folks at Hayes Electric are friends and are knowledgeable and are reasonably priced, too. Mary, I'm going to have you hang on because I am thrilled that you are going to be my guest at the Christian Women's Luncheon. And we're going to take a break, and then we have Miss Robin Gunn on the line, and she is going to talk to us about two events. And we'll be right back right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. Call me sometime, 722-3232, and go to BeckyIvins.com. Check out my favorites. Check out the listings. You're not going to believe the photography on there. We have an in-house photographer that does a fantabulous job. And we have got on our listener line Miss Robin Gunn.
Hello, Miss Becky Ivins.
How are you doing, Robin?
I'm doing great.
Are you at the event?
I am.
Okay.
I'm at the Boomers and Seniors Expo. I'm literally standing at your booth right now, Becky Ivins.
Oh.
With your cute little pop-up sign.
Oh, are the umbrellas there?
The umbrellas are here. They're actually setting them up right now.
Oh.
Who's my main man? Yeah, there's the umbrellas. See, we get you an umbrella.
There you go. We're having a drawing for some actually really nice umbrellas.
Very nice. I'm looking right at them.
Tell me what is this event and why are we going? I know there's 16 minutes between 50 Penn Place and the Embassy Suites downtown on North Phillips. It's in the 700 block of North Phillips.
714 North Phillips.
Yeah, you need to text me and tell me where to park because I've got to leave here, get there, and be on stage to speak at 9:30.
Yes. I'm so excited about you coming to speak, Becky. This is so wonderful. You're going to be here speaking on all of your downsizing opportunities for people. I just heard you speak last Wednesday and was blown away. You are so good at that and the valuable information you bring. So I need people to come down here today between 9 and 2 o'clock. You can also get a free Oklahoma Senior Journal. But I'm looking at all these great vendors here. Nobody's going to hard sell anybody. We're just giving you information.
Well, and it's for seniors. We recommend anybody 50 plus be educated because you're going to be a senior. With any luck, you'll be a senior, right? At some point after 50. But some of these services help you deal with your sister, your parents, that kind of thing, too.
Well, and the seniors are the largest demographic in the world. It's called the Senior Tsunami. It started in 2015. It'll be going through 2030.
Wow.
And you need to plan well to age well. That is what Becky and I both preach all day long, is you got to plan well to age well.
So what does it cost to go?
It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E.
There's no $5 at the door thing?
No. As a matter of fact, we're going to be giving you prizes. We have got all kinds of giveaways today
to
those that come down to the event. This is hosted by the Daily Oklahoman. They have such a heart for the 50-plus, and they have so many people here that want to give you valuable information on how to age well with a plan, because nobody can make a really educated decision in a 911 crisis.
And you know something, I've been to several senior expos, senior events, to kind of help out, because I mean, folks get overwhelmed when their house gets too big and the maintenance gets too much for them. And I've lived this with so many people day after day and helped them try to figure out, well, what is your next move? What's best for you based on your finances, based on your physical health, based on your mental ability, based on where your family lives? There's a, a lot of things to think about. And I've never had anybody try to sell me one thing at that event.
Wow, exactly.
This at any of really the senior events. It's just a lot of service people wanting to help take care of the senior population.
Right.
Yeah.
We've also got the Alzheimer's Association here. You know, the big walk is October the 5th.
Yes, a friend of mine's organizing that.
Sign up.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, Santa's Market's coming up also in November.
Yes,
and it's at the
in November.
Fairgrounds.
First Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Right, and it is a... It is such a fun event. I can hardly wait for that event.
I know. So I get all my Christmas presents from there, Becky.
I know. Our word of the day today was bizarre.
B-A-Z-A-A-R. Oh, wow.
We talked about the Christian Women's Fall Luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And if anybody wants to call, I still have a seat at my table, and I will take you as my guest. Call 840-1000. Robin, you want to sit at my table?
Well, I sure might. You know,
okay, I think you have a table too, though.
President.
It's a very affordable and fun event, and it's just a good. And by the way, it's men and women. It is not.
Yes.
It's a women's organization,
yes,
but we certainly have men attend. So,
hey, Becky, and I just noticed there's a $100 gift card here from Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction, so you can do a free drawing right here at the Boomer and Senior Expo today, down here at from 9 until 2 at the Embassy Suites on the OU campus, which is the OU Medical Campus at 714 North Phillips.
714 North in Norman? It's not downtown Oklahoma City?
No, Oklahoma City. It's Oklahoma City. I mean the OU Medical Campus.
Oh, there you go.
So
yep.
Don't try to go down to Norman today, people.
Yeah, it's the brand new Embassy Suites that was built just south of OU Med.
I was going to say, Robin, get up there and speak for me at 9:30. I can't get there by then.
That's hilarious. No, OU Medical Campus. That's where we are on 714 North Phillips. It's a beautiful hotel. There's signage all the way through. You
is there plenty of parking
in.
Today?
There really is. I parked right pretty close up front.
Good.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You probably got there at dark 30.
No, I really didn't. I got here about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. So. Very good. Well, it goes from now, not from 9 o'clock
now
until 2 o'clock today. I'll be speaking at 9:30. We have some other speakers as well.
9:30. Let me give a plug for Villages OKC. We'll be Marilyn Olson will be speaking at 10:30. So you want to come in? That's not a place. It's a plan.
Yeah.
So come down and hear about Villages OKC.
That's awesome. Robin, thank you very much. Miss Robin Gunn with the Oklahoma Senior Journal, where there's free copies all over town. I love that little magazine, by the way. That is great. And I think I'm on page 30 and 31 or something this time.
30 and 31. That's right.
So read my little spread in there as well. Thank you, Robin.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Gannon, we have been talking about a real estate agent and a real estate team. And what's the difference? Do you know the difference?
Real estate agent would be just the individual.
Individual. Which works under a broker's license,
yes,
but works independently, an independent contractor. And so when that agent goes out of town, your realtor's gone.
Yes.
I did that for 25 years. I did not travel. I had to be here. You work all the time, and that's it. As a team, you have specific jobs. You have... on our team, everybody's licensed. We carry a real estate license, so each one could be an independent agent. But we choose to work as a very well-oiled machine. We have someone who kind of brings in the business. That's me. We have someone who negotiates. Right now, that's me. We've got someone that takes care of the transaction details. That's Shelly. Someone who takes care of the listings until they sell. That's Sandra. We've got four buyer's agents. We've got a listing partner. And we work together. And that way, like I or somebody else on my team can be gone and you're still taken care of because everyone is trained. Thank you for staying tuned in all hour today. Go down to the expo that the Daily Oklahoman is doing at the Embassy Suites downtown Oklahoma City. I'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.